Time for a community conversation here on WIBD, and we are joined on the phone by Emily Green from the Youth and Family Project. And Emily, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
You know, I'm doing all right. I'm not complaining at all about, 50s and getting into the 70s in November in Wisconsin, right?
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful.
And it just, the only thing it doesn't really do, I guess, is kind of get you in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, we're managing.
you'll do all right, right? Well, Youth and Family Project is, once again this year, running the Gingerbread House program. And I guess let's start off with the basics and have you explain what the program is, and then we'll talk about how people can get involved on both sides. How's that?
Absolutely. That sounds great. So the Gingerbread House program is our holiday gift-giving program. So really the goal of that is families in need in Washington County can sign up to receive gifts around Christmas time, and then we connect them with sponsors in the community who provide gifts and also supply many, many generous donations that help us put together gifts for the family. So that way, really the goal of the program is to ensure that, every child and family in Washington County can really experience the magic of Christmas and the holiday season, no matter what stressors are happening in their lives. And I think we can all agree that this has been an extremely stressful year, and we're expecting the need for the program to be extremely high this year as well. So we're happy that, despite everything, we can continue offering this program and ensure that people are going to have a good year and have some positive memories.
Right. Absolutely. And the program has been around for a while and has been very successful helping hundreds of families every year in West Bend and around Washington County.
Yes, absolutely. Last year we served 456 families. And this year we are still in the middle of sign up. So there's more families to come, but we are currently at 276 families in Washington County. So continuing to climb in those numbers, and we'll see how the rest of sign up goes.
All right. Well, let's talk about sign ups. Let's talk about what people need to do if they could use just a little extra help for Christmas this year. What do they do?
Absolutely. And this year is a little bit different than usual. So due to the pandemic, a lot of our stuff has gone virtual. So if families are Facebook users, they can hop on our Facebook page by searching at Gingerbread House Program. And on that page, we have a number of virtual signups listed, as well as one more in-person signup. So families who are interested in signing up can go online either to our Facebook page or our website, and there'll be a link posted that allows families to fill out their wish lists online in advance. So it's a really simple Google form. All families have to do is enter the information and hit submit. And then at that point, we have their wish lists. But there's still one more step. They still have to meet with a Gingerbread House volunteer to really just go over their wish list, make sure that everything's filled out completely, that they don't have any questions, and then check their eligibility for their program. So really what makes someone eligible for the program is that they have to be a Washington County resident, and then they also have to have some kind of determined financial need. So what we do when we're meeting with the Gingerbread volunteer is check your ID to make sure that you are who you say you are. Check your proof of Washington County residency, which can be your ID, or it can be something like a piece of mail. And then we also check your referral source. So many of the schools will provide a referral source through the guidance department. But then you can also use, if you have a food share card, request card, or like a Forward Health card, all of those are acceptable forms of referral as well.
And basically, you just want to make sure that people who are signing up have a legitimate need.
Yes. And two, with the pandemic, we understand that, a lot of people may be requesting support this year who may never have requested support in the past. There's been so many job losses due to the pandemic that, we're really trying to work with people and be flexible to make sure that, no matter what's happening in your life, that you will get that holiday support.
All right. Now, on the other side, you can't run the Gingerbread House program without a whole lot of volunteers.
Yes, that is true. So we will be posting a bunch of volunteer opportunities on the Volunteer Center website in the upcoming weeks. I'm very excited that we We do have a tentative location. We don't have a specific address yet, but we do have a sponsor who's come forward to ensure that we have a location this year. And it sounds like we'll have the location before Thanksgiving, which is also extremely exciting. So,
oh, good.
In the upcoming weeks, we will have volunteer opportunities to help get the space set up, as well as volunteers who are, you know, good at not too heavy lifting, but able to help sponsors unload gifts from their vehicles and then also run gifts out to, you know, participant families' cars. Additionally, there will be some opportunities through interfaith caregivers for families to have their gifts delivered. So I know they have quite a fleet of volunteers already, but I'm sure that they would love to have more volunteers who are able to deliver those gifts to families as well this year.
Absolutely, absolutely. And once the location is set, then things kind of just continue to roll on from there.
Yes.
Now, I want to go back just for a second about signups here. We're down to the last few signups, and do you want to just... And there is technically a deadline to sign up.
Yes. So we do have a deadline of November 15th. That's the deadline to guarantee that you will receive gifts according to your wish list. So definitely sign up before that date. But we do have three signups left. One is in person, and that will be this Sunday, November 8th, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church in West Bend. So if you struggle with internet access or navigating online systems, definitely plan on going to that sign up. Paper copies of the sign up forms will be available and people will be able to help you out through that process. Then if you are technology savvy, then we do have two virtual sign ups left as well. One is Wednesday, November 11th from 5 to 7 p.m. And the second one is Sunday, November 15th. From 1 to 3 p.m., and that is the final day to sign up.
Okay. All right. Now let's go to, let's switch, shift gears again, if that's all right. Emily from the Youth and Family Project. Let's talk about sponsorship opportunities for people who want to get involved.
Yes, absolutely. So sponsorship is really easy. All you have to do is decide, you know, what amount you're looking to give. And we can work with you to determine whether you want to sponsor a whole family. And we do have families of all sizes, anywhere from one member to 15. Mm. So really, no matter how much you're able to give, there's a place for you to give at Gingerbread House. So you can email me at gingerbread@youthandfamilyproject.org or private message the Gingerbread House Facebook page or go check out our website and you'll find contact information there. And just request that you'd like more information about sponsoring.
Now,
the other way that you can give is by going to either Menards or Walmart or Fleet Farm, and they are all hosting major gift drives for us as well. And those are also super important gift drives because what happens at the end of the year for all of those folks who sign up or reach out to us, you know, in an emergency situation where they miss sign up and need support, we are able to pull from all of those general gifts and utilize the wish list that the participants fill out to kind of shop all through all the donations and pull together Christmas gifts. So if you have a lot to give, sponsor a family. If you don't have a lot to give, head on over to Fleet Farm or Menards or Walmart and give to that general giving drive.
We should also mention Rick from Bob's Main Street Auto was on with me this morning.
Absolutely.
And they are also doing a toy drive this year. So.
Yes. Yeah, we have a number of community partners who are hosting gift and toy drives. So I know typically every year Healing Elements Day Spa will put a giving tree up so that their clients can pull a name off a tree. So there's many different ways to volunteer and to give.
I believe the hub also has something going on and
I believe they will.
And a number of other things. And but again, if people want to find out more information kind of about any aspect of the Gingerbread House, what's the easiest thing for them to do, Emily?
The easiest would be to private message the Facebook page. We have a number of staff who are monitoring that Facebook page, so the response times are fairly quick. Otherwise, you're always welcome to email us at gingerbread@youthandfamilyproject.org or call us at 262-338-1661.
All right. Sounds good. Did we forget anything?
I don't think so.
All right. Well,
no,
Emily,
I think we're doing good.
Emily, thank you again so much for the work with the Gingerbread House from the Youth and Family Project. And, hey, you know what? Maybe you'll be the first to, maybe I'll, I think you're going to be the first this year that I wish a Merry Christmas to. How's that?
All right. That sounds wonderful. You can be my first as well. You have a Merry Christmas as well.
All right. Thanks, Emily. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
That is Emily from the Youth and Family Project, taking care of the Gingerbread House once again this year. They help literally hundreds of families in Washington County have a better Christmas every year. And again, you can find out all that information online. They've got the online signups. They've got the in-person signups.